Father, I just love you, God. And let it be today that each person in this room grabs a hold of this. That God, today is the day that we really learn the truth of your model prayer, Lord. Lord, the disciples asked at that time that John, they said, John teaches his disciples how to pray. Would you teach us how to pray? And at that time he said, yes, I will. And the following is a quote right from you, God. And God, I ask, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. I ask that you open every ear that they might hear spiritually the truth of what's going to be pronounced. And above all, God, that you open up their hearts that they might hear everything that you have to say and learn from you, for you are good. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. All right. So now it came to pass, Luke 11, verse 1. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Listen to me. There are a lot of people that watch others pray, but they don't know how to pray, or they think they're not praying correctly. And God is telling you, okay, follow this example. Now he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. What does that mean? Oh God of the universe, the creator of all men and all things that are, I glorify your name. I thank you, God, for counting me worthy to be your child this day. I ask you, God, to listen to me at this time. Hallowed be your name. What does that mean? You are the most glorious God. You are the one. You are the Alpha, the Omega. You are the everything in my life. I give you praise. I worship you, God. I thank you for being in my life. Right? You are holy. You are the Holy One. I recognize who you are, and I thank you for it. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let it be today that your kingdom manifests in me, that your kingdom principles grow in me, that you and your person of the Holy Spirit grow inside of me, and that I recognize your kingdom above all things. It says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? That means, Lord, tell me today what your will is for me in this place, earth, where I live today. Amen?
Amen.
It's a little deeper than the few words he used. Are you getting it? Tells you when to pray. How do I know that? From the next verse. You have needs. God said, come to me with your needs. Give us day by day our daily bread. What does that mean? Number one, it is morning time. So the first thing you do is when you get out of bed, you pray. You seek God. You glorify His name. And above all, be thankful in everything that you do in that prayer. God, I thank you for touching me. How many people are really thankful for knowing God today? You express it. You know, I go around and I sing songs with no words. Amen? And I sing songs with my own words. And sometimes you'll just see me walking down the hallway and I'll be going, Hallelujah, Lord, thank you. And that's my whole song. Pretty complex. You understand? I am glorifying Him with my life. I am worshiping Him as my day goes on. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Amen? Your attitude has got to become one that it is reverent for God. What does reverent mean? Full of respect, because He is truly an awesome God. Right? And he says, and forgive us our sins. What does that mean? You must ask for forgiveness every day. Father, forgive me. I know I blew it yesterday. In this area. God, help me to be better today. Give me wisdom. Give me strength. Help me to overcome these things in my life, Lord. Put it under the blood so that we might be one once again. You know what? A lot of people have unconfessed sin in their lives and they don't recognize it. But if you don't confess your sin, what makes you think it's under the blood? The Bible says if you will confess your sin, He is faithful and just to forgive you. But if you don't ask for forgiveness, what makes you think you're in right relationship with God? Because you cannot be in right relationship with God unless your sin is under the blood of Jesus. Did you get this? This is key in your prayer life. It's important. What else? This is it. Here we go again. And we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. All the people that have done us wrong, Lord. We forgive them because You are going to forgive us. You see how important that forgiveness thing is? Again and again and again and again in the Bible it says, you must forgive in order to be forgiven. And you know what? Jesus says that. So that He is your Savior. And if He says it, who do you think is going to change His mind? You? It is so important that you walk in forgiveness. It is so important that you forgive everybody that ever did you wrong, no matter what it was. Because otherwise, again and again and again, it says, you can't be forgiven. And if you can't be forgiven, how are you going to get as close to God as you want to get? How is it going to be that your sins are under the blood? And the answer is, they're not. You know, there are many Christians that I have met in the church today that have been Christian for years and years and years, and they are still fractured and not whole. Amen? Because they do not walk in forgiveness, and they still carry things inside of them that happened to them 10 and 20 and 30 years ago. And they carry that bitter ball inside of them, and they don't release it to God, and they don't release it to release that person from them. And because of it, they have not been walking in forgiveness, and they have not been forgiven, and they don't understand why they're so tore up still. If you need to be healed, body, soul, mind, and emotionally, then you need to forgive everybody and let it go. And without doing that, you will never be whole in God. It is impossible. Because you do not have your sins all under the blood. You hear me? You better get this, man. This is so important. This is so important. This is so important. There are people in this room today that you're still holding aught against your parents for things that they did to you in your youth. Amen? You're still holding it against them. You're holding it just like they're sitting beside you today. And you won't lose it. There are people in this room that have gone through broken relationships. It's the same thing. You won't let it go. And because you won't let it go, you can't get it. It is so important that you forgive. Now I'm going to be very personal for just a moment here. I am a one-time divorced man. Right? What does that mean? I blew it! Now, in the natural, to be natural, I would just soon never have to see nor apologize to that girl. But what happened was the Lord laid it on my part within a few months of getting saved that I must go up to that person and tell them, I forgive you. Because I knew that if I did not do that, then in fact, I would not be fully forgiven. And it doesn't matter what you've been through, because think of all that God has got to forgive you for. Past, present, and future. And how is that job going to be accomplished if you do not get this concept of forgiveness into your spirit? So I remember I walked up to her on this person's porch, and she was kind of scared because I was a kind of scary guy at the time. And she didn't know what I was going to do because, I mean, I didn't have a good track record in certain areas. You know, I wasn't a woman beater. But I wanted to kill her. But I didn't want to beat her. I'm just being honest. Hey, you know what? All you guys that don't want to be real, you should never come here. Because I'm as real as the day is long. Amen? And Jesus was real, and He always deals with real issues, and you need to be real and deal with your issues. Amen? So I walked up to that porch, and I looked at her, and she's like this. Because she don't know. And I looked at her, and I go, you know what? I go, I most humbly ask you to forgive me. And right now, I want you to know that I forgive you because I have to. And so I will. And that was probably the hardest thing I ever did in my life. But you know, when I got done, I felt like $1 million. Because that burden and that ball that I'd been carrying around was gone. That sin no longer had a hold on me. And no forgiveness is sin. And you walk around with that sin inside of you until you lose it. And you must forgive in order to be forgiven. Period. God doesn't say, look, check this out. He doesn't say, if you were raped, don't forgive that one. He doesn't say, don't forgive your ex. He doesn't say, don't forgive your abusive parent. He doesn't say none of that. He gives one instruction. You must be forgiving others before I can be forgiving you. Is it not worth you loosing that ball of sin in your life in order to walk in the forgiveness of Christ? He even says it in His model prayer. He says it in Mark 11. He says it consistently through the Bible. You got to forgive people. And that must be part of your prayer life on a daily basis, that you loose that out of your life. Amen? This is the hinge in your prayer life that many of you may be missing. Because it must be part of your prayers. How do I know that? Jesus said, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And the truth is, it really should say, and do not allow us to be led into temptation. Because God does not tempt anybody. Amen? If you're walking in the Spirit of the Lord, you cannot be tempted. If you're walking in your flesh, temptation is all around you. Amen? Temptation starts in your brain. And you dwell on things you should not ought. Right? And then as you dwell on them, those things get bigger and bigger. And if you do not cast out every vain imagination that is not to the glory of God, it is a question of when it manifests in your life. Right. But God tempts no man. Amen? He will put you through workshops, but He's not going to tempt you to do wrong. That temptation comes within the sin nature of man. And you got to get over it through the mind of Christ. And it says in the end, O Lord, but deliver us from the evil one. God, put a hedge of protection around myself, a hedge of protection around my family, a hedge of protection around all my friends, all the people, Lord, that you might just allow them to not be tempted nor influenced by the wicked one. How many people understand about the power of the blood? Lord, I ask you right now that you cover all of my family numbers in the blood of Jesus Christ. That impenetrable veil that no wicked one can go through. And then you go into your, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You be thankful in this prayer for all the things that you have done. Lord, I have prayed in accordance with what you have taught. I am so thankful for your teaching. I am so thankful for your blood. I am so thankful for all the good things you've already done in my life. I am thankful for the breath I breathe. And I am thankful for the time that you give me on a daily basis. And I glorify your name, Jesus. And I thank you for this day. Help me this day. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen. Are you understanding this prayer? You see, Jesus really did break it down in just a few words. You know, the thing is that I can expound on it. You understand? But, you know, it's amazing how much was written that has been here through the thousands of years, literally, since he was here, that you can read today. It's amazing that even in abbreviated form, we get so much, you know. And scriptures are canon, which means God breathed. You know, if Jesus is telling us that this is the model prayer, he doesn't say you pray. He doesn't tell you pray this prayer. He says pray like this prayer. Amen. This is a teaching. And this is where a lot of people have missed it. You know, they think it's deep prayer. No, it's not the prayer. Your prayer is to be personal. Your prayer is to be about your situation. Your prayer is to be about relevant to your life. Your prayer is to be about your heartfelt condition towards God. Amen? That is to be your prayer. And people, I'm here telling you today that you must pray every day. And as soon as you get out of bed, brushing your teeth is not as important as getting on your knees. Amen? God don't care about your bad breath. People are stinky by nature. Amen? You think about that. That's not going to turn him off. He's not a person. He's God. It is so important that you start every day. Give us this day our daily bread. It must be the morning that you're supposed to start praying. Amen? You need to get up out of your bed and start praying to God for all the things that you need, the protection, everything. The supply of your need every morning before you do anything else. Amen. Amen. Amen? And let me tell you this. Some of us are married. And you should have corporate prayer with your wife. And I'm a believer. Or your husband. And I'm a believer. But that should never take away from your personal time with God. Amen? We all must maintain that personal thing and the corporate thing as we go on in life. Are you hearing me? So, Jesus said, pray like this. When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, God, I know you are the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything thereon. I bring glory to your name today, God. Thank you for allowing me to be your child. Thank you for all the good things you've done in my life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, God. You get it? You enter into His gates with praise and thanksgiving. Right? You glorify His name. You thank Him for the trials and tribulations you're going through. You thank Him for the pains, the aches, and all the rest of it. You thank Him for every breath that He has given you. You thank Him for the opportunity to go through pain or go through discrimination for His glory. You thank Him. Because you need to be a thankful person that understands that you are the child of the living God because of His grace and mercy. And there's nothing that you could have ever done that would have justified it. It was a gift and you need to be thankful for it. And you need to express that every day. And if you got to ask Him, what do you want me to do today, God? God, let me be your servant. Let your kingdom be in me. Let it be that I am about your work today, not my own. Would you show me what you want me to do today? Help me, God, to overcome all the wicked things on this earth and help me to center my life on you. Are you hearing me? You have got to get there, and it's got to be your heart, not words. Words are cheap, but the heart is real. Amen. In the end, I want to close with this. I talked to God all day. You know, when I first read that where it says, pray unceasingly, I thought, how can you do that? How can you do that? How can you pray unceasingly? You know what? After a while, I really believe this is the truth. As you live your life a sacrifice unto God, and everything you do for the glory of God. And whenever you're making a decision, you just talk, oh, God, help me. Whatever you're about, oh, Lord, show me. God, help me with this person. If you were to talk to my wife, which you can, she will tell you that the first thing that comes out of my lips every day when I get up is, good morning, Lord. It's not, hi, honey, how are you? It's a nice day outside. It's not. The first thing that comes out of my lips every day when I wake up, as I look around, I go, thank you, Lord. I love you, God. Amen. You're to give God your first fruit. Amen. Your first breath, your first words, your first, and He's on me, and I know it's true. You know what I mean? You're supposed to give Him your first fruit, your best fruit, your best part of your life. The best praise, the best worship, the best everything. And you've got to live your life for Him. Amen? I'm here to tell you today that your prayer life is the power that drives the sails. You know what? You can be all the way current on the Word of God, and you may be really the man as far as memorizing the Word of God, but if you ain't praying, you ain't charging your batteries. And your batteries are going to go, and the sails are going to fall down, and you're going to be stuck dead in the water and so dry, you'll be thinking you're in the desert. You've got to have a balanced life, which means that you must learn the Word of God in order that you might grow. Amen? Because that's how you grow, is by getting closer to Him through His Word. And the next thing you've got to be about is you've got to have a prayer life. You've got to have a relationship with Him so that, that conduit is in connection between you and Him. So He's pouring into you as you're pouring out, so you don't run dry. Are you hearing me today? Your prayer life must be somewhat in accordance with this teaching and much, much more. You and Him must truly become the one. Are you getting it today? I want you to listen to me. I want you to understand this very clearly, that that was a model prayer. And you read it, and you're going to find the basis of prayer for your life. It even tells you when to pray. Amen? It tells you how to pray. It tells you to forgive others so that you can be forgiven. Confess your sins. Get them out every day. Some people don't confess their sins. Some people don't pray. Do you know that just like taking a shower to get clean, you must be washed by the blood of Jesus every day. Amen? You got to have your sins washed away, or else what happens, and I see it happen all the time, some people come in, they get saved, gloriously delivered from a whole bunch of bad attitudes and bad lifestyle, and at first they're so happy. And then they forget things like giving God glory. And they forget things like why they're here. And they forget about the fact that they need to practice what they learn. And then they get pride issues hopping off on them again. And before you know it, they've been walking around like this at first because they're all in good shape. They've been eating well and God's really blessing them, and then they start dwelling on things again, and they quit for confessing, and they let those wicked thoughts run through their head unchecked, and they're walking like this 1 week, and then 3-4 weeks later, you can see it all over them. I call it the goodbye blues. How many people have heard me use that word? That guy got the goodbye blues. What it is you have let your sin nature take over your life once again, because you won't stay in prayer, you won't stay in worship, you won't get that bloodbath you need, and because of it, you're going right back to where you started from, and it all started because you quit confessing, you quit worshiping, you started to let it go one more time again. You have got to stay plugged into prayer. You've got to stay plugged into God, because the glory of God is in prayer and worship. Amen? And you got to stay current. Every day is a new day, and we need a fresh anointing. Every day. You can't live off yesterday's glory. Amen? You can't do it. You need it fresh every day. Father, I love you, God, and let it be today that each person in this room takes a hold of this prayer, and God, that they learn this new habit, this new way of praying, that they pray in accordance with your will, God. You taught it, I believe it, and that's that. And God, I just ask that this be what some people have been looking for. The way to pray is with their all and in heart and in deed, God. But let it be this day that they recognize this model prayer is not just something to be muttered. It is something to be lived by. And we thank you for this teaching. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.